The Walter Team Audio Experience. Experience. Hey, thanks for checking out today's podcast. This is the Walter Team Audio Experience. Yes, we are realtors who care about you. Our clients are top-notch, and thank you for tuning in today. We're going to talk about 10-year-old houses or older. What do you do to get the most money? Someday you'll sell, even if it's your kids selling them after you're gone. So here's the thing. You got to keep, just like your body, you need to keep your house going. It's an investment. So when your house turns 10 years old, a lot of neighborhoods turning the big 1-0 here this year. So when your home has its double-digit birthday, it's probably time for some needed maintenance. And before I get into it, you can follow along. Type in on Google, Active Rain, Gary Walter, Walter with an O as in soul, GaryWalter.com. It's Gary Walter blog on Active Rain. This is from a blog that I wrote a few months ago. So here are the 9 updates that will benefit you the most according to a leading real estate site. Number one, you got to get new carpet. If you have carpet, replace the carpet now. It's 10 years old. Carpet rips, it tears, it stains, odors remain. Even after a good cleaning, it's just time. A decade is long enough. Even if it looks good, it probably doesn't smell that good. So tear it out, get new carpet, it's time. Number two on your house, if it has turned 10 years old, replace the hot water tank. Man, some of them don't last that long here in the valley. A water heater may not show signs before it starts leaking or fails, but if it is 10 years old, it's just a time bomb waiting to happen. And guess what? It happened to us. Learn from us. Yes, we came home from a long weekend, and there it was. Like a lot of you in Arizona, we have the water heaters in our garage, and it was a mess. So do yourself a favor. Replace your water tank. Yeah, if it's 10 years old. Number three, update ceiling fans. If the fan's light bulb seem to burn a little more quickly than usual, it's time for a new one. So update those ceiling fans, or at least adjust them. You can buy a new dishwasher. That's number four. You'll likely get a more energy efficient model now that will pay for itself over time. So 10 years is kind of an old dishwasher if it came with the house, if you bought that house brand new 10 years ago. Number five, replace the garbage disposal. I'm surprised that it lasted 10 years, to be honest. The average garbage disposal lasts about a decade. As the blades become dull, it depends on how much use, of course, you've been using that baby. But number six, replace the washer and dryer. Again, the average 8 to 10 years old for these to last. Number seven, repaint the inside and the outside of your house. Every area is different as far as the sun and humidity goes. The other weather that hurts paint jobs can just be a torture, especially in the exterior of your house. 10 years is a good time frame to make a change. Check with your HOA because they certainly have guidelines. Number eight, re-caulk the tub, shower, and sink. You can easily do this yourself in an afternoon. Check it out on YouTube. There's lots of videos on how to do that. Number nine, this is the last one now. On your 10-year-old house, re-glaze the windows. It's easier than replacing them. So there you have it. 9 things you got to do once your house turns the big 10 years old. If you got any questions about anything else regarding home repair, we have a whole list of vendors that we trust here in the Valley. Just go to GaryWalter.com or you can call us anytime too at 480-269-1164. Thanks for listening to the Walter Team Audio Experience. Make it a great day.